What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, December 29th, 2017. Last broadcast day of the year. 2017, our final show of the year here. So we're going to try and cover as much stuff as we can about last year, about the coming year. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Unfortunately, today, the Lady Claire will not be able to join us in hour number three. She is still, unfortunately, under the weather. And I know you all miss her, and I miss having her on the show. And I, again, thank you for all the kind letters and expressions that she get better. And that's what she's working on right now. So we'll be looking after her. And after the radio show's over, I'm going to go back to taking care of her. All right, so getting on into it, obviously this is New Year's weekend. And a reminder that RBN will be broadcasting replay shows on Monday, but we will be back live on the air Tuesday, so keep that in mind. And it may seem superfluous, but there's always a need to put out a word of caution. It's New Year's. People have a tendency to overindulge in alcohol or other substances and get behind the wheel, so please be very, very careful about that. Now, obviously, with New Year's being a symbolic target, there's a lot of security. It's going to be around Times Square and also in Las Vegas out of concern that terrorists or somebody pretending to be terrorists might try and carry out some kind of an attack. So you may want to think very carefully about being in a public place. Here on Oahu, of course, they have banned real fireworks for ordinary people for a long time. When we first moved here, when Claire and I first moved here, you could buy for real fireworks, and you could get them on 4th of July, and you could get them on New Year's, and that was kind of a lot of fun. But unfortunately, over the years, as Hawaii gets more liberal, basically everything that's in the stores is a party popper. They try and make them look like the old fireworks, big long tubes or cones or anything. But in the end, you pull a string, you get some paper streamers, and that's it. Which has not stopped the bootleggers from coming on in. And we can already tell from what we're hearing late at night. People can't wait till New Year's. They're playing with their fireworks. And in fact, it's so out of control. Earlier today on the radio, I was hearing an announcement on the news coming from the Hawaii Electric Company, asking people who've got real fireworks to not allow them to direct anywhere near power lines or transformers. So apparently they've accepted that the people want fireworks, and what the people want, the people somehow or other are going to be getting. Now, Claire and I, we tend to keep our New Year's at home, but we do have a back porch that overlooks much of the south coast of Oahu, and there are going to be all kinds of fireworks shows at Waikiki and Aloha Tower and Hilton Hawaiian Village. So we'll be able to watch those in the distance as well, along with the illegals, which will be a lot closer. In fact, it was kind of interesting when Claire was conducting the Christmas Eve choir for her church. Somebody in the immediate vicinity was playing with their fireworks, and they were really, really very powerful. All right, let's get into the show now. We're going to start with a phone call. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I'm calling in to regards of the executive order that was signed. It was pretty quietly signed last week about the asset freezing and about the corruption thing.
Yes.
And about with Eric Schmidt with Google. I would love to know if Google Schmidt was on the Lolito Express or down to Lolito Island because he, resigned after the signing of this executive order. But do you feel that this executive order lays the groundwork for possibly going after Hillary with Uranium One and others?
Yeah, I mean, the executive order, if you actually read it, it's pretty broad. It basically says anybody involved in human rights abuses or anybody involved in corruption, their assets can be seized. And if implemented, it would be a very, very powerful tool. The question is, will it be implemented? Will it get past bureaucratic resistance? Because as I mentioned earlier in the week, just because the president signs an executive order does not necessarily mean it will be carried out. And the example I use of that, of course, is from President John F. Kennedy, who issued an executive order to take away covert paramilitary operations from the Central Intelligence Agency and hand them over to the Department of Defense, which would have been a tremendous weakening of CIA's power and was evidently Kennedy's implementation of his promise that he was going to shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind. Because the CIA basically lied to him about the Bay of Pigs, about the degree of support that could be expected from the Cuban people, which was non-existent. And apparently somebody somewhere did leak the information. And Castro and the Cuban people were basically waiting for those Cuban brigades to come on shore at the Bay of Pigs. And it was an absolute humiliating defeat. So just because Trump signed the EO, doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'd love to see it happen. But right now, the more we get into the Uranium One deal, the more and more it looks like almost everybody inside the Beltway had a piece of that deal, had their finger in that particular pie. And they're going to be doing everything they can to protect that scandal, not because they like Hillary Clinton, but because they all got a little bit dirty from it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I feel like this is the knot. And whenever you start pulling on the strings of this knot to unravel the knot, you know, you keep saying the Soviet-style collapse. I honestly feel like the Uranium One, when investigated and when everything actually comes out of it, you know, you can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And I think that right there is going to cause the federal government to collapse. I hate to say it, but I do feel that way. But in fact...
Well, I'm seeing a collapse coming on, Soviet-style collapse. Ron Paul has now gone public. He believes exactly the same thing. More and more people are saying the United States federal government can't continue the way it's going without a collapse or suffering a major military defeat. As far as the Uranium One investigation, I'd like to see something coming out on out of it. But look at how many cover-ups the government is still maintaining, even though the general public is aware it's all lies and cover-up. And if there are enough people involved in the corruption from Uranium One, I don't see that anything will actually be done. Because we're in a position of being forced to trust the fox to guard the hen house. And any government that's investigating itself is going to make sure the investigation comes out in the best possible outcome for the government and all the people who are in there.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. That's why I would like to see Larry claim it with Judicial Watch or the Tom guy, have an outside somebody... outside of D.C. do these investigations. We don't, as far as I'm concerned, the FBI, I call it the State Bureau of Investigation, and the CIA, Criminals in America, I don't think that these organizations are even relevant anymore. I mean, they're obviously not working for the people, so why even have them?
I absolutely agree, and back when Harry Truman formed the CIA, even he at the time admitted it was a very dangerous thing to do. Because throughout history, secret police organizations do have a tendency to go rogue. They tend to think they're really in control of everything and they should be making the key decisions. But you're absolutely right. These agencies are not serving the American people. We now know that the FBI higher-ups were active participants in the cover-up of Hillary Clinton's email server scandal. And again, if my theory about what Hillary was doing with that server is correct, then all these top FBI officials are accessories to espionage.
Absolutely. Well, that's all I have for you, Mr. Mike. I wanted to do a little bit of high octane speculation with you with this executive order. I hope something happens with it. I really do. But have a great rest of the show and have a great, wonderful day. And Miss Claire, I hope you're feeling better and I hope you have a great day, too.
Well, thank you very much there. And unfortunately, executive orders, it doesn't matter how fancy the folder that holds them or who signs them or how it looks. It's still just a piece of paper. It isn't real until something is actually being done. So, Kevin, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, boy, has she put her foot in it this time. Now, this all goes back to this teacher, Jean-Marie Simon, who traded in all of her bonus miles to get a first-class seat on a flight from Houston to Washington, D.C. Actually, she was coming up from further away. It was just she had to stop over in Houston and change planes, but she had a first-class seat. And all of a sudden, the airline tells her her reservation is not in the system, and they give her an economy seat and a voucher. And in getting on the airplane, the teacher, Jean-Marie Simon, saw that Sheila Jackson Lee was sitting in the seat that Jean-Marie was supposed to be in first class. And Jean-Marie Simon apparently found out from somebody else that Sheila Jackson Lee likes to do this. She'll just go up to an airliner and she'll say, I want a first class seat. And if first class is full, they'll kick somebody out for her, which is not really a good way to build customer relations. So Jean-Marie Simon got a picture of Sheila Jackson Lee sitting in her first class seat. There was a bit of a confrontation with a flight attendant who threatened to remove the teacher from the flight for complaining about the fact that her first-class seat was taken away. And Sheila Jackson Lee and United Airlines have probably been well advised to leave it alone at that point. But Sheila Jackson Lee decided to up the ante and say that the only reason Jean-Marie Simon was complaining was because Sheila Jackson Lee is black and Jean-Marie Simon is white and obviously is a racist. So Sheila Jackson Lee, after basically stealing this woman's first class seat, came on out trying to play the victim card and the race card. Oh, it's only because I'm a black woman. If I'd been white, she wouldn't have kicked up a fuss. Well, that just blew up in her face because it turns out Jean-Marie Simon is a well-known human rights activist. She's the author of Guatemala, Eternal Spring, Eternal Tyranny. And basically back in 2012, she donated 1,000 copies of her book to schools and universities in Guatemala to keep the truth of what happened down there alive. So Sheila should have just learned to keep her mouth shut because this is not going away. And I think most Americans are appalled at the idea that a member of Congress can just waltz on into an aircraft and kick people out of their seats. And Sheila Jackson Lee has this attitude. She's royalty. She was actually quoted at one point saying, I'm a queen and I'm going to be treated like a queen. No, Sheila, you're not. You're the elected representative of the people. Those people are your boss. And it's time to show a little respect. Now, down in Alabama, Roy Moore has filed a challenge against the election. He's trying to basically get a judge to issue a restraining order barring the Alabama Secretary of State from certifying the results of the election. And going on in there, talking about the rampant voter fraud, not to mention the smear job, the very obvious smear job. And the media is still calling him the accused child molester. That all blew up. But the corporate media's job is to sell the official story. And the official story is Roy Moore is bad. And, you know, and he deserved to lose his election. But there are indications of election fraud. And I think it's very important we get to the bottom of this. Of course, from the point of view of our political elites and the corporate media, their priority is to convince all you Americans that our elections are absolutely honest and above board. They don't want you even suspecting that the elections might be rigged, even though we got a college-level education in election rigging last year, courtesy of the Hillary Clinton campaign. They need you to believe. You must believe the elections actually mean something. Even though the Democratic National Committee during last year's primaries told the Democratic voters, no, what you want doesn't matter. We will decide who gets to be the leader. People are still looking into the Hillary Clinton money laundering in campaign finance, and the Committee to Defend the President has filed a Federal Election Commission complaint against the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic state parties, and the Democratic mega donors for basically using those state chapters to evade campaign finance limits. And the total amount of money that went through this laundry is $84 million. That's probably the biggest single campaign finance violation in U.S. history. And it was illegal. They tried to find something that looked legal, but at bottom, no, it was illegal. It's money laundering. And it's another reason why Hillary should be wearing handcuffs right now. Now, House Intelligence Committee Chairman David Nunes is blasting the Department of Justice and the FBI for its failure to fully produce documents related to the famous discredited Russian dodgy dossier. And Nunes is out there saying that at this point, it seems like the Department of Justice and the FBI need to be investigating themselves. I would correct that. They need to be investigated by an outside party, and I'm in agreement with our first caller. I would love to see Larry Klayman from Freedom Watch be appointed to handle this investigation, or Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. They're doing really, really good work, and they are investigating from the outside, which makes it a little bit more difficult, but they're definitely making progress. But we dare not allow the government to investigate itself anymore. We've had too many times when the government investigated itself and came out with just another lie for the American people. Remember after TWA 800? And at first they were saying it was terrorists, shot it down, horrible terrorists. Then it came on out that the missile that hit that 747 came out of the middle of an ongoing naval exercise involving live fire testing of anti-missile systems. Well, at that point, the terrorists went away, and then the official story was, well, there were fuel vapors in a fuel tank that blew the airplane apart. And that didn't work either. But that's what happens when you have an official U.S. government investigation. You get the official U.S. government lie. This government does need to be investigated. It needs to be investigated by ordinary American citizens, which is a lot of what we here in the independent media are trying to do. But anybody who sits back and says, oh, the latest U.S. official government investigation has verified once again that the government is right and everybody else is wrong, you're living in a dream world. You're living in absolute denial. Now, over in New York, their Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who is assisting Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, and so far they've both drawn a blank there, basically is boasting of his successful resistance to the Trump administration in a Tuesday Medium post. Now, Schneiderman, who could play an essential role in the disposition of Mueller's investigation, has effectively branded as a public anti-Trump litigator during the president's first year. So there is clear political bias at work here. Now, Tom Fitton is looking at all of this information, and he's saying that at this point, the Robert Mueller investigation is now irredeemably compromised. And he's right. It was compromised right from the very start. It was not going to be an honest, unbiased, objective assessment of the facts. It was a witch hunt, and they've drawn a blank. After almost a year and $7 million, the only indictments they got were for events completely outside the 2016 election and by default completely outside Robert Mueller's mission statement. So far, they have found zero evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, and yet the corporate media is still going on as if it's only a matter of time before they find, read, manufacture such compelling evidence. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting back on over to Judicial Watch. Basically, Fitton is out there saying that there is a real ethical problem about Mueller using that anti-Trump Russian dossier or Russia dossier because it was a Clinton Democratic National Committee campaign document that was laundered into the Obama FBI. And word is, it was Senator John McCain who walked that over there and said, you guys got to look at this. And then, of course, it was used to obtain a FISA warrant to make it look like what they were doing to spy on Trump and his associates was quasi-legal when it wasn't. You cannot get a valid warrant on the basis of fraudulent information. Now, apparently, one of McCain's associates has now been subpoenaed because supposedly he knows the dossier content sources. And here is the interesting thing. Everyone is trying out there, over at Robert Mueller and DOJ and FBI are out there trying to say that Trump was dealing with Russia. Trump was dealing with Russia. No, it was Hillary. And I don't just mean the Uranium One deal. Hillary and her representatives, they hired this guy, Christopher Steele, to go over to Russia and try and find information about Donald Trump.
they're guilty of the crime that they're accusing Donald Trump of. Now, speaking again of Judicial Watch, apparently those documents from Anthony Weiner's laptop are starting to be posted over at the State Department's website. And unfortunately, the way they're being put up there, it's almost deliberately set up to make it very hard to search through the documents. But we've got millions and millions of Americans who are probably going to be going over to that website and taking a look. So it's only a matter of time before some of that stuff starts coming on out. The latest revelation in all of this skullduggery is that apparently just before former FBI Director James Comey testified to Congress, he had a secret meeting with Robert Mueller. Now, remember, Comey and Mueller are buddy-buddy going back to their time together at the FBI. So there's clearly a conflict of interest there. And people are saying on this issue alone, Mueller should resign. Of course, Mueller is refusing to resign. Trump is supposedly considering firing him. And the liberal Democrats are threatening massive riots across the streets of America if Mueller is fired. They are that desperate to get Trump out of that White House. And I don't know who they think is going to go on in there, but I think it all comes down to the fact that all of these politicians inside Washington, D.C., in one way or the other, they're dirty. They're dirty with the Uranium One deal. They're dirty with the CIA's cocaine running. And they were convinced that Hillary would be the president and would maintain all the cover-ups so that they could go to bed at night and count their riches in peace. And it didn't work. We have a president who I think, when pushed, is going to want to do something about this. And even more worrisome, you've got the American people are starting to find out exactly the true nature of our government and what they're really doing. And what we are constantly told our government is doing is, of course, a fiction to keep us in our places, to keep us working, to keep us buying things at the shopping malls. What our government is really doing is best seen out on those foreign battlefields in Yemen and Iraq and Syria and Libya and Afghanistan and Niger and Somalia, and probably a lot of places we don't even know yet. That's what our government is really doing. And it's time for the American people to confront it. Now, a lot of people are wondering if the Awans cut some kind of a deal. And this all centers on Imran Awan. He was arrested last July at Dulles Airport trying to flee the country after having wired $300,000 to Pakistan. And apparently, Awan's court date on the four counts related to bank fraud has disappeared from the court docket for January. It just went away. Did he make a deal? Is he going to turn state's evidence? Did somebody just say, we can't let this trial go any further, or it's going to rip the lid off a massive espionage operation inside the Congress itself? Because that was another aspect of this case a lot of people aren't talking about, that the Awan brothers had bugged a lot of computers of the members of Congress. So, and again, a scandal on that scale. The federal government would not survive it. If I'm right, and if Hillary was using her private email server to sell classified U.S. government documents to foreign interests, using her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money, that too is a scandal that could bring down the entire government. It's very fragile right now. The American people don't trust the government. They don't believe the government. It really, there are a lot of parallels between the United States right now and the Soviet Union just before it came apart. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And over the commercial break here, I went on over to the State Department's website, where all these documents from Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner's laptop, are supposedly being posted. And every single search that I have run, including the searches being recommended by Judicial Watch, are coming up with zero results. And even Judicial Watch is saying it would have been a lot easier if they'd simply turned the emails over to Judicial Watch and let them index it. But right now, as of this moment, every search I've run returns zero results. So they may be posted there, but the search engine is not allowing you to hunt for them or find them. And that right there tells us that, yeah, there's something else being covered up over there. All righty, getting on back here to the issue of election fraud. Story that came out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, George Soros, among his many other interests, if you will, owns or controls a voting technology company that runs 57,000 voting and counting machines in 307 jurisdictions in 16 states. If there's somebody who can swing an election at the press of a button, it appears to be George Soros. And again, in the context of when I was talking about Judge Roy Moore, the corporate media's job is to convince you the election system is perfectly honest and nobody could ever cheat it.
despite what we saw all during last year's primary and general election. And wasn't it really funny during the campaign when Trump came up and said, we've got to be on guard against election fraud. And Obama came on out and said, no, it's impossible to rig our elections. The system is too complex. It's utter, complete nonsense for election fraud. And then, of course, as soon as Donald Trump won the election, what was everybody screaming? Oh, there had to be election fraud. There had to be election fraud. Americans love Hillary Clinton. We've got to have election fraud. And then everybody started saying, well, okay, let's look at the election system. And then we had the head of the ACLU came on out and said, don't look at the election system. Very obvious our elections are fraudulent. Now, earlier in the week, we reported on how China had cut off oil and gas sales to North Korea in compliance with the United Nations sanctions. Then late yesterday, the United States came on out and said that U.S. surveillance satellites caught China selling oil to North Korea. It was a big headline all over the corporate media. And basically, they were saying Chinese oil tankers doing illegal ship-to-ship transfers of oil with North Korean vessels. Well, China came back today and said, take a much closer look at those satellite photos because none of those ships have been in any Chinese harbors since before last August. Now, it's very reasonable and likely that North Korea is going to be buying oil and gas from anybody willing to sell it to them. And yes, it is illegal to do ship-to-ship transfers of oil and gas on the ocean because of the possibility of environmental damage. So we don't know who's doing the selling. But it was rather reckless to simply assume it was China or to demonize China. Now, a little while ago, Russia offered to act as a mediator between the United States and North Korea. And when they made that announcement, I said, no way would the United States go along with this because the United States still sees itself as the main guiding force for planet Earth. They're not going to be reduced to being a member at a negotiating table subordinate to another power. And I'm sorry to say my prediction turned out to be absolutely correct. The United States has rejected Russia's offer to act as a mediator. And they are apparently going back to their original attitude of you do what we tell you or bad things will happen to you. Now, getting on over into Syria, government forces liberated the villages of Ad Dajaj, Tamat al-Khalifa, and Musharrafia, and basically the militant defenses have collapsed near Abu Dhali as well. So again, it's a mop-up operation. The Syrian war is pretty much over. Syria won, Russia won. The U.S. is still stamping its feet on the ground, throwing tantrums, rather than admit that they have basically been defeated. They're trying to act like this is still a good thing. Donald Trump is trying to take credit for getting rid of ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria, forgetting that it was the United States that put ISIS and al-Qaeda into Syria in the first place, armed them, trained them, supported them, and it was Russia and Syria who got ISIS and al-Qaeda out of Syria. Now, Syria has basically come back against Erdogan's claims that Assad is a terrorist. Erdogan had come on out saying, I clearly want to say Assad is a terrorist who leads state terror, and there'll be no peace in Syria now and won't be with Assad. And the Syrian foreign ministry did not take the claim lightly and hit back at the Muslim Brotherhood sympathetic Turkish president. So presidents who live in glass palaces shouldn't be throwing stones here. Putin is once again saying that the U.S. is only pretending to fight Islamic State in Iraq, saying that every time the United States is in a position to actually strike at ISIS, they pull back or they divert, basically to allow militants to enter Syria from Iraq and fight the Russians-backed Syrian army. And he's absolutely right. The U.S. still has bases all over Syria. Apparently, these bases are being used as training camps for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It is a duplicitous war, but then all wars are duplicitous. All wars based on deception. Hiram Johnson once said, truth is the first casualty of war. He was absolutely correct. Now, Scott Ritter is out there responding to Nikki Haley's attempt to link Iran to missiles fired from Yemen into Saudi Arabia. And basically, Nikki Haley declared that the missiles were an Iranian-made Qiyam-1 missile, range of 800 kilometers. Haley was parroting the claims of the Saudi Arabian government, which was trying to rope Iran into all of this. But looking at the actual wreckage that was put on display, it's not an Iranian-manufactured Qiyam-1. It is a modified Soviet-manufactured Scud-B missile. The airframe and engine are original Soviet-made components. Many of them still bear Cyrillic markings. What Yemen has done is they lengthened the rocket and enlarged the fuel tanks and enlarged the feed lines so it has more fuel for a longer range. They're also giving it a slightly lighter warhead to get at that added range. But again, we got lied to. Remember when there was that incident where a South Korean ship, the Cheosan, was sunk and everybody said, oh, it was North Korea, had to be North Korea, couldn't be anybody else. And they fished up wreckage of a torpedo from the bottom of the ocean where the Cheosan sank and they put it on display with a blueprint of North Korea's standard design torpedo. And observant people looking at the remains of the torpedo and looking at the blueprint immediately realized it was a different weapon, that it did not come from North Korea. In fact, it appeared to be a German design made for export. So trying to lie you into more wars here. Apparently, there's been another rocket attack from somebody in Gaza toward Israel. Three rockets were fired. Two were intercepted by Iron Dome. One hit a building. Nobody was hurt. And Israel has, of course, launched a massive attack into Gaza following this probably false flag provocation. Now, everybody is still reacting to Donald Trump's announcement that he recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And, of course, the Palestinians are very angry and upset. And they're trying to find some way to shut them up, and the Palestinians will not shut up. So they finally reverted back to form, and they're screaming that the Palestinian reaction to Trump's announcement is just anti-Semitism. It's just Jew hatred. That's the only reason they could possibly be objecting. Well, the Palestinians are objecting for a very simple reason. They see Palestine as the capital of their country in formation, and the United Nations recognize that in the partition plan. If they don't have any other argument, oh, you're just being an anti-Semite. Except they've burned it out. They've used it so much, nobody really cares anymore. Amy Goodman over on Democracy Now! Interviewed a former member of the Knesset, and this member of the Knesset came on out and admitted it's just a trick. It's just a trick to get people to shut up, to call them an anti-Semite. But they've used it way too many times. They've gone to that well too many times. And it's lost its shock value. 15, 20 years ago, if somebody called you an anti-Semite, oh, please, no, here, have some money. Take my children for your wars. I'm not an anti-Semite. And today, somebody comes up and says, you're an anti-Semite. And the reaction is, do you say so? Nobody cares anymore. They've heard it way too many times. Now, as you know, the U.S. arming of the Western Pacific is causing concern. There was the issue with the THAAD missile defense system going into South Korea. And apparently, the United States is now deploying what is called Aegis Ashore missile defense systems in Japan. And Russia is warning that this will probably affect ties with Japan. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Aegis, we hear about the Aegis ships. Aegis by itself is the missile defense system the SPY-1 radar system, the targeting radars, and the missile launchers. It's currently fitted on two U.S. ships, the Ticonderoga class and the Arleigh Burke class. But they have also built an Aegis system that doesn't require a ship around it. It just sits on the ground, hence the name Aegis Ashore. And it was actually derived from some Aegis land-based test and evaluation centers built along the east coast of the United States, in places like New Jersey, what's nicknamed the cruiser in the cornfield. And they were also involved in the exercise that resulted in the accidental shootdown of TWA 800. But this is now a system that is being deployed to other countries. Speaking of the Ticonderoga class missile cruisers, apparently there's been a bit of a goof. Ticonderoga class missile cruiser USS Lake Champlain collided with a 60-foot fishing vessel near Korea, and this time they avoided this idea. Oh, it's an attack, blah blah blah, and they basically came out and said it was shoddy seamanship, and the collision occurred because they had an inexperienced bridge team that failed to follow safe navigational practices and take proper actions to avoid collisions. And apparently part of the problem was that awareness of the Korean fishing vessel was inconsistent due to poor radar operation and backup radar equipment that wasn't working. Now keep in mind, the Korean fishing vessel has less than half the top speed of the Ticonderoga class guided missile cruiser. And one more time, this goes on back to what is called right of way. When you are in command of a vessel on the ocean and you are approaching other traffic, there is an internationally accepted set of rules as to who gets to go first. The very top of the pecking order are those giant supercargo ships and supertankers, because they cannot stop or maneuver very well. Lower down on the list, you have sailing vessels under sail, because they have to play to the wind. They are also less maneuverable. And then underneath that, you have all the other powered ships that are out there, and who gets the right of way and who does not. And in all of these Navy collisions, it seems to come on out that these bridge crews are ignorant of the right of way, or somehow think their position is elevated because they're a U.S. warship. Now, let's talk about the economy for a little bit. As you know, people are still trying to evaluate what's going to happen with the Trump tax plan. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Nobody questions it's going to be very good for large corporations and for the very wealthy individuals. The arguments are all hovering about what will be the real-world effect on the middle and working-class American. And the opinions for that are basically all over the place. Now, one of the reasons that Trump was pushing this tax plan was to re-incentivize American companies to bring their manufacturing back to the United States of America, which is definitely an objective that we should be looking at. But other countries are already starting to fight back. China is now offering tax incentives to U.S. companies working in China to stay there, to basically nullify the effect of the Trump tax plan. So we've got this little bit of economic war going there. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. I hope everything is fine with your wife, Claire. Hope she's getting better. And I just want to say Happy New Year to you and Claire also.
Well, thank you.
And okay, my question is this: for New Year resolution for Donald Trump, I hope next year, okay, he fights a war on diseases like cancer, diabetes, etc., instead of fighting foreign wars for other people, natural resources. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's a good resolution. It's not going to happen. Nobody in the medical industrial complex wants a cure for cancer or a cure for diabetes or a cure for AIDS. They just want more treatments. curing a disease is a bad business model to the medical industrial complex, and so it's not going to happen. What I would like to see, if I could suggest a resolution to Donald Trump, is that he spend these next 3 years keeping the campaign promises he made to his supporters, chief among them pulling back on all these foreign interventions and putting the corrupt members of our government in prison where they richly deserve to be. But I'm not holding my breath. Okay? All right, well, I guess he hung up. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. When we come on back, we're going to do some more news about the economy on this, our final broadcast day of 2017.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting into the economic news here. A lot of stores going out of business, and it's amazing considering how earlier in the week, we were being told it was a wonderful holiday shopping season, and you know, everybody borrowed and spent like there was no tomorrow. But apparently Poundland and Benson's for bed stores are on the rack. Their owner has run out of cash, and Moody's has downgraded the firm's bonds to junk status. I think we're going to see more of that as we get into the end of January, beginning of February, and the real final numbers on the holiday shopping season are tallied up. One aspect people aren't talking about is all the returned gifts and how much that's going to knock down total revenues generated. And it also begs the question, what do they do with all those returned gifts? I mean, in some cases, they can obviously close up the packaging and put them back out on the shelves for the January sales, but not all. What a huge amount of waste that is. Anyway, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, but I'm going to mention it again. According to Joseph E. Gagnon, U.S. liabilities to foreigners exceed its assets by about $8 trillion with a T, dollars. And Gagnon says, never in history has one country owed so much to the rest of the world. And it is a shock for people of my age, because when I was young, prior to Reagan, the United States was a very wealthy nation. We were the world's largest creditor nation. Everybody owed us money. And then we got into the Strategic Defense Initiative, and the 12 years of Reagan Bush Sr. took us from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation. It happened so fast, it almost looked like it was intentional. I don't think it was, but you have to wonder, how could we have fallen so far so rapidly? One answer obviously is the huge amounts of spending that went into the Star Wars project, which really did not yield much of anything usable. It just made the defense contractors and their pet Congress critters incredibly rich. Now, Andy Lipo, president of Lipo Oil Associates, in an interview with Russia Today, is saying that oil prices are going to increase in 2018 because global demand is rising and economies around the world are growing and they need more oil and gas. So that harebrained oil price war that the U.S. launched against Russia, which actually caused a lot more damage to places like Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, Canada, even U.S. oil companies, didn't work, did it? People are still talking about that video and photographs, Skid Row 2017. And so there's another article about that over in The Guardian. Human tragedy. L.A. homelessness jumps to record-breaking levels. More about this when we come back from station identification.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.